I'm Allie Warren, and this is Poetry Now. When I wrote this poem, I was living right across from Lake Merritt in Oakland, and there's tons of crazy birds around there. There's like storks and herons and things I don't know the names of. So I sort of just often would go there and sit and watch and observe. I do remember sort of hearing a little boy calling a seagull an eagle and writing that down in my notebook and sort of thinking that, yeah, I think you're right. Like, an eagle is a seagull. They rhyme, you know, so they're the same. Breadwinning for birds. They pay me to lift the ball off the bat, touch the slender hand, and slip beneath the top band. I plant bulbs and mulch the mound. I hone a group of blackbirds. I do the simplest thing in unison with the trees. People move as the sun moves. He calls a seagull an eagle, and I agree. Across the pond, they say I will. I know this is a problem for the painter, etc. Tell me where to go if they ditch me mid-season. Tell me a word seeks its world. Praise be to the upper lip of decision. Praise be to dumb clanking stems. Everything is alive, even you, floral loafer. That beginning there, they pay me to lift the ball off the bat. I'm sort of trying to describe in the most simple way possible what a baseball player who's paid millions of dollars, what they're paid to do. I think the poem both celebrates that, the power of what we can do with our bodies. You know, a farmer can plant things and produce beautiful flowers. But I think it also mourns how the division of labor makes us feel like I'm only a baseball player, I'm only a farmer. I think the poem's concerned with how words attain to the world or not. Like, what is a contract? Tell me where to go if they ditch me mid-season. Tell me a word seeks its world. Do the things that we say, do we actually do them? There's a way that I want all the things that me and my friends say about what we want in the world to actually come true. It's questioning or concerned with how that will actually happen. Politics can get so much in its own head, and it's utopic or dystopic ideas about the end of capitalism that we forget that, like, we're going to have to live there with each other, and unless we want it to just be a sort of after the fall, then everything will be okay. I think along the way, we're going to have to treat each other well and remember to loaf and enjoy the sun and continue to be attuned to our bodies, the dumb clanking stems, listen to the mistakes of children when they call seagulls eagles and go to the lake, and also maybe enjoy baseball.
That was Allie Warren and her poem Breadwinning for Birds. I'm Katie Clarkson, and this is Poetry Now, a production of the Poetry Foundation and the WFMT Radio Network. For more about this series, go to poetryfoundation.org/poetrynow.